Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the worst part of adulting?
Which one do you want me to go with today?
Yeah, so I saw a meme that asked that question, and I was like going through the answers, and I was like, oh my gosh, every single one of these is like hitting me in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shared it up on the Buzz's Facebook. You can go and comment, or you can call in. But I think for me, mine is parallel parking.
Does it like stress you out?
Yes.
Or you just can't do it?
So this is a little fact about me.
You do have a license.
Yeah, I do. And that's the last time I parallel parked is when I got it when I was 16. But I will like Google Maps or like Google Earth or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. If I get invited somewhere or if we have an event or something I have to go to,
yeah,
and check out the parking situation.
Yeah.
And if there's not a pull through space, I'm not going. Or I will find a pull through space parking lot as close to the location as I have to, as I can get.
Yep.
And then I will Uber.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have my kid with me.
I don't blame you though. I can feel you on that. And
you have
I do
a big
the same
truck,
thing
because yeah.
I drive a big truck.
I
mainly.
Don't.
Yeah, no,
I don't drive
you
a
don't.
Large car and I still can't handle it.
Yeah.
And I get so jealous because I see those bougie commercials with those cars that can like park themselves in parallel park.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say I'm never going to live that life because I'm poor. But if I weren't, that would like if I win the lottery, that would be one of the very first things I bought is a car that
a
could park itself.
A self-parking car?
Yes. And it's because I've never, knock on wood, I've never been in a car accident, but I've hit things parked.
Okay.
That's what I always hit.
Like you hit parked things?
Not
or,
parked
or
cars.
Or you're parked and hit things?
No, I hit parked things. You know those like, they're like these little concrete, like little sticks that come up out of the ground,
yeah,
like to try to keep the lanes separated?
Yeah.
Those things don't bend.
No.
I've hit a few of those.
They don't.
I usually hit construction barrels.
Okay.
And before this, the car I had was like an entry level tiny car.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I don't have it anymore, is because I kept hitting things. Like,
you know they're
I,
big orange and have reflectors on them for a reason, so you see
never,
them not to hit them.
They never seem so close. It's always on the right side, so I worry for the passengers. But parking is a serious fear of mine. And by the way, never ride with me. That's why I always ask everyone else for rides, is because I trust you.
Duly noted.
More than I trust me. What's yours?
Paying bills. I cannot do it. Like, I get such anxiety. I hate going on my mailbox.
Yeah.
Like, I won't check my mail for days on end.
That's so bad.
Because I know all that's in there is bills.
And then they turn yellow, and then they turn red because it's a final notice.
And then you get evicted. And
I've seen you do this, though, because you and I, we get paid on the same day, you
right.
know? And you won't even check your bank account to see like what's
to
hitting.
Make sure it went in there.
You would rather pay the overdraft fee than know that it even happened. Like,
it's
I worry
so
for
true.
You. Like I said, we put it up on Facebook. We got some really good answers. Jennifer is my kindred spirit. She said the worst part of adulting is worrying about her neighbor's opinion of her yard.
Oh.
Which I feel that I get so panicked.
I always pride myself on my yard if I have one. I don't here because
you can take care of mine. I've never dealt with dandelions in my life.
Yeah.
And I just found out that if you just mow them, you like spread the seeds across your yard and they come back twice as bad. So like right now my yard looks okay because it's just like the green that the sticks.
You just gotta
keep
mowing.
But there's no flower. Yeah, that's what
just keep mowing.
What's your least favorite part of adulting? 503-733-5105.
Laundry.
Oh, that's so true.
And I have two kids and a husband. Ooh. And my laundry never ends. I seriously leave laundry in my laundry room completely clean, just not put away for like days until I have no more clothes.
That's the thing, man. It's like there's a clean laundry pile and a dirty laundry pile, and I just get the clean clothes from the clean one and then I throw it in the dirty one because by the time you put it away it's just not worth the effort, especially with kids.
That is exactly what it's like, and my kid daughters have quite a bit of clothes, so I usually can go really a long time without having to wash their clothes. I just get new clothes.
Can I be honest with this whole pandemic thing, since we haven't been going anywhere, my 3-year-old, I just let him run around the house in underwear. We don't have central layer anyways. It's really cut down on the laundry.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you see a naked kid pretty much in a car seat sitting in the parking lot of the Winco in Vancouver, I am sorry that I am trash. I am doing my best right now.
We all get it. We all get it. You got to do what you got to do.
What's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
Have a good day, guys. I love listening to you in the morning.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
The worst part about it is folding socks.
You know, I don't actually ever fold socks. I have one of those little collapsible little square things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like a bin.
A bin, yeah, sure.
Okay, a bin. We'll go with bin.
We just only ever buy black socks, and we just throw them all in there. And so you just get what you get. Sometimes they're ankles, sometimes they're mid-calf.
I don't know how roommate Kevin's socks end up in my laundry, but they're always there.
Well, you share a laundry, like a laundry room, so that's, you know.
Yeah,
and then for me, my husband, you know, he's got a large foot, but I'm also a large-footed woman, so we both just wear men's socks.
Good morning. The worst part of adulting is calling people and talking on the phone.
Now, you know that's kind of what you're doing right now, right?
Yes, I do. But I like calling you guys because you're funny.
Somebody thinks so.
Somehow making a doctor's appointment, though, or calling the electric company is way less fun.
And that's way less fun. It's not funny. They don't make me laugh. They usually make me upset.
Sometimes I try to do jokes with people because I used to be a telemarketer. And so I'm always like, I'm going to make their day. I'm going to make this better. And you know what happens? It just gets really awkward. Well, thank you for liking to talk to us and for listening. We super appreciate you.
Of course. I appreciate you guys too.
You know, I hate talking on the phone.
Really?
Yeah, like...
That's like your job. Like, you talk for a living.
I know, and as soon as I leave here, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
My least favorite part of adulting would probably be having to do everything myself. Like, there are definitely days when I just come home from work and I don't want to cook dinner. I want somebody to bathe me. I want somebody to brush my teeth and put me to bed.
Man, that's stuff we take for granted as kids.
Listen, I'm married.
I really do.
And I've kind of just made my husband start doing everything. I just come home and like fall into a recliner and I'm like, feed me, find my pajamas. I bathe myself, but
Can I borrow Boo Bear?
I don't think he'd do it for you.
I mean, it was just so nice as a child knowing that, you know, you come home, there'd be food on the table. You can go outside and play and come home and somebody else would bathe you and make sure that you were put to bed. You didn't have to go to work. You didn't have to drive yourself anywhere.
Then you had no decision-making process in the food that was on the table. Because I feel like the biggest question we like ask ourselves, like I'm already thinking about it, is
what's for dinner?
Are we eating tonight? Like what are we having?
It takes up so much of my time.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to call my mom and ask her what's for dinner tonight. She lives like thousands of miles away. Yeah. Maybe she can just tell me what to do. Or tell Boo Bear what
to do. I'm going to do that too. My mom's going to be like, what's wrong with you?
Well, thank you so much. We super appreciate you.
Y'all are welcome. You have a good one.
And why are there always dishes?
Oh my gosh.
They never stop.
I know that this is bad for Mother Earth, so please try not to judge me. If I ever win the lottery, I will never wash a dish again.
Oh, no. Absolutely
I will
not.
Either buy paper plates or I will throw the dish in the trash can. I don't even care if it's reusable or washable. I am so sick and tired of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.